We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It is week 6 of Connecticut Business Now, our Wednesday morning sit down with business owners throughout Connecticut, sponsored by the Superior Network of Companies. Our special guests have registered those businesses or organizations out of the Business Innovation Gateway of CT Solutions platform for a year-round voice, weekly mobile vote, and a free listing in the CT First directory set to launch in 2020.
All right. And, of course, big CT biz is Connecticut Technology Solutions platform being built for the people, like, you know, you and me. Here today with us, a big CT biz founder, Kathleen Crispino, and our special guest, Jay Diaz, owner of Express Employment Professionals. Jay, first of all, welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor.
Got to explain what you guys do. We'll do this in just a minute, okay? So how does marine-owned franchise, how does that all work? How'd you get started?
I retired from the Marine Corps. I am originally from Brooklyn, New York. Ended up in Connecticut by work. And I was leading a veterans workforce investment program, helping veterans transition back into homes, schools, hospitals, housing. And Express kind of, they found me. I was having job fairs, hosting job fairs for our veterans. And Express reached out, and they were trying to identify a veteran to award a franchise to.
Very nice.
And I applied, and I was fortunate enough to be selected, and I was the first veteran franchise owner for Express Employment Professionals.
Was that nerve-wracking?
Yeah. Very nerve-wracking.
Harder than being a Marine?
It was harder than being a Marine. You know, it's two different types of categories when
yes,
you say harder.
Yeah.
I'm used to people doing what I say to do. And in a timely fashion.
Oh.
And unfortunately, that's not the case when you're a business owner in Connecticut. So a little bit of a change, but two different degrees of difficulty.
So they won't drop and give you 20.
Yeah, they don't do that
You don't
anymore.
Ask your customers to do that?
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
What exactly do you guys do?
We provide companies and clients with their staffing needs. So companies reach out to us when they're trying to identify a new hire, skilled laborers. We do anything from engineering, high-end engineering, to construction workers. We do a lot of admin work, a lot of machine operators. So when companies are trying to identify their next candidate to be part of their business, they'll reach out for us, and we do all the heavy work for them.
How many people do you employ?
Right now, we have over 300 between my Meriden office and the East Hartford office location. We have about slightly over 300 employees working at different locations, doing all kinds of different types of work.
So do they work for you, Jay, or what do? You send them out like as temps or whatever? How does this work exactly?
Yes, sir. So they work for us. They're an employee of Express Employment Professionals. And our biggest product is what's called evaluation hire. So companies trying to identify their next employee, they'll go through us, and they'll be part of like a transition period, evaluation period. And they're being evaluated for 60 to 120 days.
Okay.
Once that time is up, the company can make the decision to bring them on as an employee of the company.
Is it hard with that many employees filling all the positions? Yeah.
It's hard right now, you know, because the economy is so good. The majority of the people are working, the skilled laborers are working, and you know, we do a good job through marketing. Companies now are being more competitive, and they're offering higher pay. So we have a lot of jumpers moving from company to company because companies are hanging a bigger carrot.
Whoa!
Is that the hardest thing? Finding enough good people.
Yes,
finding enough good people is always a difficult thing, even when the economy is not great. You know, we do a good job through our, you know, through our process, and we try our best to identify exactly what our clients are looking for.
What about the number of jobs that are asked for? In other words, how is the employment situation? A lot of people still out there looking for people?
A lot of people looking for people. Yes, at the highest rate that we've seen it, and
again, excellent.
it's It has to do with how well the economy is doing and how many people are working and the unemployment numbers are down. So it is getting harder to find good, skilled, qualified people for our clients. But when we get clients that offer better incentives, better pay, people are always looking. You know, they're always looking for the next thing.
What about a big CT solution? How is that? How will that positively affect your company?
There's strength in numbers. You know, I'm a big believer in that. And Kathleen, I stand behind her vision, her goal to bring as many businesses together.
Nice.
It has a positive effect on us because we get our name out there.
And we should mention, I guess, Southington jumped in a little bit. Did they, Kathleen, just very quickly? Yeah, who did?
I'm really excited, actually, to announce that just a couple of days ago, Southington Chamber of Commerce has taken a lead role. And Barbara Heckler there, I asked people to reach out to her, is actually reaching out to the businesses and the nonprofits to get them on board. So
well, there you go.
That was the idea to get the
neighbors
to get Connecticut
neighbors.
Involved, yes, right?
Exactly. Joe, you got another question here. Let me just ask you a question. You were in the Marines, okay? Is it tougher to run a business than being in the, and where were you stationed?
I was stationed in California, North Carolina, Japan. I did several tours. It's difficult running a business in Connecticut. It definitely is.
Harder than when you started?
Harder than when I started? Probably yes. Right now it's difficult, which is why Big CT is an incredible asset to us for marketing reasons, for just being together as businesses and learning and growing and being a voice in Connecticut.
What about the directory? How's that going to help people?
That's going to be amazing. I mean, how easy would it be for companies to find us through a directory, depending on what they're looking for? I mean, we can come up in seconds, and that'll be a great asset to my business for sure.
Excellent. Well, we want you to do well, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, not just because you're not because you serve the country, but because we want businesses in Connecticut to succeed, that we don't have to listen to people saying they're going to leave the state all the time.
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
We're trying to bring them all home by putting page.
Okay. Well, thank you all for being here. We'll do this again next week, but it's nice to meet you. Okay.
Wait a minute.
If people want to get a hold of you, can they go through, Business CT?
They can go through Business CT or they can go on Express Employment Professionals, and we're located in Meriden and East Hartford as well.
Okay. And you're reasonable.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. That does it for another weekly segment of Connecticut Business. Now, if you missed an episode or want to listen again, and why wouldn't you, go to WTIC.radio.com/biz. That's WTIC.radio.com/biz. Jay, Kathleen, thank you for being with us. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday morning at 8:20 for the next segment of Connecticut Business Now with our partner, Kathleen Crispino, founder of the BigCT.biz solution to help grow businesses and save CT. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.